Almost a year ago, Florida signed one of the toughest immigration laws in the country. NPR's Jasmine Garst reports from Florida on the impact of that law, which many say has led to a rise in anti-immigrant sentiment and an exodus.
Manuel Vasquez says he remembers when it started, when one by one, people in his community in Fort Myers started vanishing.
Te digo, sí supimos de muchos casos de personas que sí se fueron y ya no regresaron.
It began about a year ago when a new law, SB 1718, was signed by governor and then presidential candidate Ron DeSantis. Among other things, it cracks down on undocumented labor and requires hospitals to include questions about immigration status. About one out of five people in Florida is foreign-born. Close to 1 million are undocumented. Vasquez, who owns an ice cream parlor, says many of his customers panicked.
A veces les tocaba manejar y ellos con el pendiente de que no pudieran regresar a la casa y dejar los familiares, los hijos.
They told him they had no choice but to drive to get to work. And what if I don't make it back home? What happens to my family, my children? Mostly, he says, people went north to the Carolinas or Georgia.
Sí, pues la mayoría, pues normalmente en estados vecinos. Georgia, North Carolina, South Carolina.
According to a recent Gallup poll, half of Americans see undocumented immigration as a threat. And anti-immigrant rhetoric has been on the rise. These days, you can tune into a political speech on almost any level and hear immigrants described as criminals and drug smugglers. One study by Stanford University found that in recent decades, Republicans have become far more likely to use dehumanizing terms to describe immigrants. NPR reached out to the Republican National Committee for comment and received no response. Vasquez is from Mexico. He's been here for around 20 years. He says he's felt that shift.
Lo más triste de esto, fíjate que... que si ves los discursos de todas las personas que están hacia la candidatura, ¿por qué nos agarran a nosotros los hispanos como que su punto, su tiro al blanco?
He sees the anti-immigrant sentiment as anti-Latino. And he feels it's become almost obligatory for presidential hopefuls to target Hispanics. Misinformation about the border and immigration has become a centerpiece in this election year. Vasquez says about 30% of his customers have left, and those who stayed are afraid. A spokesperson for Florida Governor Ron DeSantis told NPR that the governor signed the law, quote, to protect Floridians. But at this local farmer's market, Ana Maria Perez, a fruit saleswoman, says she's cautious about driving around, even though she's a permanent resident.
Incluso la policía aquí, si nos ve de color de tez morena, no, son delincuentes, vamos a pararlos sin motivo y sin razón.
If you have dark skin, Perez says the police here stop you for any reason. Betta says she has a son in college here in Florida, but when he graduates in a year, she and her husband want to go north. She says not everyone in Fort Myers is anti-immigrant, but the racism has intensified.
Siento que eso estaba como dormido, y como que vino algo y lo revivió, como que levantó ese monstruo que estaba dormido.
I feel like something has been awakened, she says, a monster that was asleep. It's hard to say just how many undocumented immigrants left Florida after SB 1718 passed. Those who NPR spoke to in Fort Myers say leaving the state or planning to is an everyday discussion.
Y le llaman el pueblo fantasma, así va a estar aquí.
People call it a ghost town now, says a woman named Mari. NPR is withholding Mari's last name because she's worried about retaliation. She drives immigrants around town and out of Florida. Under Florida's law, undocumented immigrants can't drive, so an informal transportation system has boomed. It's called raites, as in rides. Mari, who is a permanent resident, is a raitera. For half the price of an Uber ride, she takes kids to school in her minivan when their undocumented parents fear leaving the house. She takes people to work. She even gets groceries for families. Mari also takes immigrants who want to leave Florida out. She mostly goes north.
Usted ve la realidad. Pasa y viene el policía viéndola. Y usted manejando con miedo. Así no se puede.
And those drives, the police scares her. She does them overnight.
All right, all right.
In this sleepy strip mall in one of Fort Myers' immigrant neighborhoods, flyers and cards advertising Raitero services are everywhere. The mall is pretty empty, and it's hard not to notice the parked white car covered in Make America Great Again and Donald Trump decals. It belongs to the owner of the mall's ice cream shop.
I was never really into politics, but I really like Trump.
This is Thomas Howitter. He's a citizen of Switzerland and the U.S. He's been here for nearly 40 years. I ask him what he thinks about the fact that his store is in an immigrant neighborhood and his presidential candidate is promising mass deportations.
I don't know how that's going to be. You know, I mean, certainly criminals, people with a record, they need to go. I think the first thing is secure that border and then let's decide what we're going to do with the people already all here.
But for many immigrants here, there's no time to wait and see. Two stores over, at a Mexican restaurant, owner Ramiro Ruiz recalls a woman who came in a few months ago. She was desperate to get out of Florida. She was selling her house for a third of its value.
O sea, te están regalando el trabajo de que le ha costado 20 o 30 años que es un mortgage, que tenían su casa ya propia.
She was giving away all she worked for in the last 20 or 30 years, he says. A mortgage, a home.
Es un hecho, una realidad que se está mirando, que se está viviendo. No es algo que se esté platicando. No es algo que vengan y te cuenten. Es algo que me ha pasado aquí en mi restaurante, lo he visto, lo estoy viviendo.
The fear, it isn't just anecdotal, he says. I'm living through it. I've seen it with my own eyes. Jasmine Garst, NPR News, Fort Myers, Florida.
And tomorrow on the show, we'll have a look at the economic impact of Florida's anti-immigration legislation.